Major support for the following program is provided by the National Endowment for the Arts. Additional funding comes from National Public Radio member stations and the NPR Arts and Performance Fund. Contributors to this fund include the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and RKO General, a radio and television broadcasting company.
Hello and welcome to the American Jazz Radio Festival. I'm Al Pryor. Each week, through the cooperation of member stations across the country, we bring you music recorded live from the stages of clubs, concert halls, and festivals across America. This week, the American Jazz Radio Festival showcases some elements of music which began to gain attention in the decades of the 60s and the 70s. Someone once said that the day music lovers could agree on a definition of jazz, it would no longer exist. Well, the introduction of electronics and of free music and group improvisation have tested the bounds of the flexibility of the jazz idiom in every creative way. In the second hour, we'll enjoy some performances indicative of the growth of new music in jazz. In this first hour, we will hear a performance by Steve Smith, the drummer for the incredibly successful rock group Journey. Steve has his own jazz group called Vital Information.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Steve Smith and Vital Information. Perhaps no other artists, save Miles Davis and Herbie Hancock, have had more influence on fusion, the combination of rock influences on jazz, than Chick Corea. In this performance, and Vital Information. Perhaps no other artists, save Miles Davis and Herbie Hancock, have had more influence on fusion, the combination of rock influences on jazz, than Chick Corea. In this performance, Chick is part of a group called Trio Music, where he demonstrates that freestyle and electronics can be listenable and fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
Roy Haynes on drums, Miroslav Vitos on bass, and Chick Corea on keyboards. Let's return to the roots. Here's Joe Pass doing a medley of Ellington tunes.
Thank you.
Guitarist Joe Pass. We'll be back with more jazz performances after this brief pause.
You're listening to the American Jazz Radio Festival. Major support for this program is provided by the National Endowment for the Arts. Additional funding comes from National Public Radio member stations and the NPR Arts and Performance Fund. Contributors to this fund include the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and RKO General, a radio and television broadcasting company. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
And this is WDET FM 102 Detroit, a listener-supported radio service of Wayne State University.
Tune in tomorrow for part two of the American Jazz Radio Festival at 2 o'clock right here on WDET FM Detroit.